for some reason, the last 30 seconds of Let's Get It On is like the best part to me. I don't know why. I think that's just like when it really gets groovy and you got all those harmonies going in. Something like Sanctified. It's so good. But listening to that all day today, all day. I wrote this weird thing like, was it like a year ago now? I think it was like a year ago now. When I was listening to that song, I was totally inspired. It's one of those moments where you just like start writing something. And I just wrote this whole thing and I found it yesterday and I was like, oh, I need to listen to that song again. I wrote that song again. It was a really, really stupid joke is what that thing was. It was like a 3-page long joke that was just terrible. But I loved it. It made me listen to that song. So that was my night last night at like 2 a.m. on Google Docs. Listening to this on Spotify. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. I am Zach Going, here to take you through some music and some assorted thoughts and musings. I just got a text. Did you put on Let's Get It On? Who texted me that? Oh, of course. Yeah, I did put on Let's Get It On. It's sad that you didn't hear that. Very sad that you didn't hear that. Anyway, using the Astro Hour, assorted musings, some music. What's my most recent assorted musing? Oh, is it getting my favorite email? The email that reads possible interruptions to heat/hot water? Where it bold faces, this construction may cause some brief temporary interruptions in heat and hot water service between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. Also, that is a large range. That does... whatever. Thanks, Tufts. Thanks, Tufts, for warning me so that I can take a shower before 6 a.m. or after 5 p.m. tomorrow. I love that. I'd rather they just shut the hot water off, right? Because then I don't want to go in there being like, hoo-dee-doo-dee-doo, probably nothing's wrong, and like, turn on the hot water and get hot water and be like, oh, everything's fine. And then walk in just to have it cut off 3 seconds later. Not a fan. Whatever. It's okay. That's my complaining for the day. That is my quota of complaints. The next hour of this show /53 minutes will be entirely composed of positivity. What did I mark? When you make these shows, you gotta give a little bit of a blurb as to what the purpose of the show is, and I didn't realize what I wrote this semester. So number one, I put in my website, zachgoing.com, where you can submit request forms if you'd like. That website needs serious updating. Anyway, but I put in my website, and I also put in the description, music, talk, pop culture, science, Blondie, and inner peace. And I dig that. And in that spirit, here we are with some Blondie. Here we go.
Yeah. It's Saturday night, and the place is packed, and you're ready to have a good time. They're live over on this side here. How you doing over here tonight? Are you ready to have a good time? I can't take it. Tell you what we gonna do. We gonna jam. Come on, Maze. Let's get busy. Let me hear you say yeah. All the ladies in the house, let me hear you say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Ladies scream.
Ladies.
Pretty ladies everywhere.
Oh. Ladies.
Even the ladies with the real short hair.
Special everywhere, from New York to Hollywood. Ooh. It's ladies' night, and girl, the feeling's good.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Romantic ladies. Single baby.
Ooh, sophisticated mama. Woo! Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight. Come on and sing, y'all.
If you're hearing
it now,
hey. It's late as night.
Oh, yeah. I'm stepping on out tonight. Lights, your name will be seen. You can fulfill all your dreams. Party here, party there, everywhere. This is your night, baby. You've got to be there, yeah.
Come on and sing, y'all.
Come on, let's all celebrate.
Oh, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right.
And there we go, with Kool and the Gang doing Ladies Night. Wow. That's like an abrupt ending to a song, isn't it? So abrupt. It almost caught me extremely off guard, except I was, of course, prepared for that. And in the spirit of preparation, it's time for a PSA. Here we go.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday, noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? We're all volunteers here at WMFO, and we don't have much money. So we'd really appreciate it if you could help us reach our fundraising goal of $5,000. You can send a tax-deductible check made out to the trustees of Tufts University and mail it to WMFO, P.O. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Mass. 02155. Or you can go online to WMFO.org for more information. Thanks so much.
Shazma. Naru.
That was Chris with Strike the Box. Great show on other Thursdays at noon. Telling you to give us money. It's true. I have no money. I don't think any of us have money around here. There's nobody here. This is an abandoned radio station. You know, you'd think once I have a minute, I would think of something to do, but
Lady Mo-
If you feel that it's real, I'm on trial and I'm here again. Your prison, like a coin in your mint, I am dented and I'm spent with hot treason. Through a glass eye, you're thrown as the one danger zone. Take me to the pilot for control. Take me to the pilot of your soul. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer. Take me to the pilot, I'm but a stranger. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer. Take me to the pilot, I'm but a stranger.
Who doesn't love a song with some na-na-nas, right? Don't tell me that's not stuck in your head right now. It's amazing. All right, PSA time. Here we go. That's right. It's a two PSA type day. And by that, I mean it's donation season, so I have to do two. Here we go, though. This one says seasonal November 1st to March 31st. It's November 8th. Here we go. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of heating fire deaths. Wow! So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I tried to. I was in an apartment last semester that was not the best heated apartment, and we had space heaters, but I refused to put one in my room. One day I was super super cold, and decided to just do it and like set one up, and then I just kept panicking and couldn't sleep, so I shut it off and I like boxed it. I had to like take it out of the box. I had to like assemble it. And I was like, all right, here we go. Like, let's do this. Like, space heater time. I'm so cold. And then I couldn't use it. So then I unplugged it and I like hid it in the corner. But although that being said, those safety tips just told me not to sleep with the space heater on anyway. So I guess I did the right thing. Sweatshirts and quilts. I was using a quilt at the time, not a comforter, which I'm think honestly kind of liked better. I'm using a comforter now. That's because I've downgraded. I went from a full size bed now back to a twin XL, man. So I have to give up my cool quilt. It sucks. Some more songs and some na-na-nas potentially coming up. I believe. Wait, is that? Okay, yeah. I think it's not. There's some weird onomatopoetic thing. Not in the next song, but in a song coming up. So here we go with a cover. Here we go.
He came from somewhere back in the long ago. Ascending a full dawn, see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created. Once in her life, she musters a smile for his nostalgic tale.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me,
don't you love another song with na 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 nas? That one's like na 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 na.
you know, it's like a little more subtle than the Take Me to the Pilot one. That really like emphasized it. I'm a fan of it personally. You know, I think it makes people happy. I've heard people like make fun of Blink 182 for having the na 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 na's in every song that they play, but I'm cool with it. I think it's great. I think people just want to sing along sometimes and not worry about lyrics. Sounds good to me, you know. There's something remarkably human about that, I think. It's very, like, storytelling.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for sitting through those mild technical difficulties, everybody. What we're going to do is we're going to do one more song. We're going to leave. Because my computer's not working. But I found the song that I was going to close with. Anyway, actually, we're going to do two more songs because I found both just now. So here we go with one of them, and then we're going to do another because why not? Right?
winner.
Once again, you can dance if you want to.
Anyone who likes the Talking Heads, especially likes that performance just then, should watch the Documentary Now episode. Documentary Now, which is Fred Armisen and Bill Hader's mockumentary TV series on IFC. They have an episode that is a complete parody of Stop Making Sense. Only Fred Armisen wrote all of the music, and they're all just fake Talking Head songs, and they're amazing. They're beautiful. I find those hilarious. All right, everything's now back up and running here. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You've been listening to the Astro Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I've been Zach Going. Thank you for listening to all my music. Mending just a tad early. Just a tad. Because I want to go get food, and I've had a long morning. And this is my last song that I had planned. So, we're ending a little early. Here we go with a song from an artist that I started loving in high school and still love now. Which is probably a little late, I guess. A little late high school. I don't know. Here we go. Thank you for listening to the Astro Hour on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you.
W.M.F.O.
We are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.